At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What is going on, everyone? I hope you're having a good evening. Welcome to the Shepherd Ambella Show. This whole Doge thing is getting pretty interesting. I was talking about it a little earlier, but they're really starting to get into the meat of things. It looks like they're actually maybe planning on doing something. In terms of prosecutions and stuff, they're already taking some action in New York, getting the ball rolling with the Department of Justice for, government officials and stuff that were promoting illegal immigrants over American citizens. I mean, that's what it's basically boiling down to, is that there was all these misappropriated funds in just about every sector and every facet of the government. And I'm sure there's way more than, we'll ever know. I guess they're going to keep digging into this stuff and finding out what is going on. Trump has taken a call with Putin in Europe, and the Ukraine are shocked, according to reports, because President has spoken with Vladimir Putin, and I guess these European partners, they've had fears that the Ukraine could be excluded from peace talks, and they're trying to determine, how safe the Ukraine is and all this stuff. But again, that's just a big laundromat. They're essentially laundering money through the Ukraine and through all these USA deals and a lot of other stuff. So I think that all funding needs to be cut off to the Ukraine permanently. The Ukraine president comes over, Zelensky, and, every time he shows up, they give him billions and billions of dollars. For what? And where is this money going? Because we already determined there was somewhat of a faux war where they had wooden guns and inflatable tanks and vehicles that they were using to dupe the masses. Not just the enemy, but I mean, potentially just staging video shoots for Americans and stuff so that they can keep those taxpayer dollars rolling into criminal enterprises that are offshore. And, you know, the deep state's coming out of the woodwork because there are all of these people that are embedded within the government. Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, you know, all the Nancy Pelosi, all of the Mitch McConnell, all the top people are taking bribes, payoffs. They're all worth millions and millions of dollars. And we need to know, you know, how they're getting all this money. Something has to be done about this. And then it makes you wonder, how far will Trump go with this? I mean, does this get into treason? Because it really does. And will people be executed over it? Because that's what I want to see. I mean, I'm in it for the long haul. I mean, this is like entertainment now at this point. They might, you know, if they go hard in the paint on some of these people, they could try them for treason. They could put them in Guantanamo, execute them. I think they should do public beheadings or something like that. We're going to have Kevin Moran joining us coming up. Guys, don't forget to support the broadcast, support everything. The more money I have, the better I can do this and the more information I can put on and all this stuff. So I try to keep it going as good as I can, but I definitely need more support. You can do that also by purchasing my book, Hidden Access: Forces Beyond the Visible World. Links are in the description. You can hit the link tree. It's available at Barnes and Noble's, Amazon Books, and all places books are sold. You can also make a pledge any way you like. The links are in the description, or scan the QR code. Lots of news. You know, when I go to sites like the Drudge Report, there is still a lot of propaganda going on daily, and they're just really in full alert mode, it appears. I guess these deep state characters. Now, Kanye West splits with his wife is another thing. His wife, Bianca, and the couple plans to get divorced after the Naked Grammys. They and Kanye went on an anti-Semitic meltdown. His wife now wants to get divorced, and this is 11 days after her naked stunt at the Grammys red carpet. I mean, you know, if you think about it, Kanye made some anti-Semitic comments, but you know, people should also be allowed to say what they want to say, in a way. You know, if he's been wronged by the Jews in media and in the industry, then, you know, that, I mean, let him talk about it. I mean, they control everything. He, you know, he's released documentation on this even. And I don't know what the thing is with his wife and if that was her decision to go naked or Kanye's, but obviously that's a bizarre relationship. Kanye's putting in different teeth all the time. He has like real futuristic vampire looking teeth in right now. And it really makes you wonder, you know, what he is thinking. But I mean, he's worth so much money that he just doesn't know what to do with himself anymore. So it could get weird. But also he put out the swastika t-shirt, the white swastika t-shirt on Yeezy.com. He pulled down all other merchandise, put this up. It had a part number of HH-01 for Hail Hitler 1. And this is the level that he's at now. A lot of people think he's doing it for attention and whatnot, but I don't know why someone would do something like that for attention. I think he's just literally genuinely mad and trying to get the point out or speak out and get this all out. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, obviously, in the entertainment world. And, I'm going to get into some videos coming up, some clips from the White House, clips on Elon Musk's kid X telling Donald Trump some weird things in the White House, almost like either he's repeating things other people told him, or maybe he's slightly autistic or something. But these kids nowadays are so bizarre. I never would have been able to be in the White House and kind of moving around and saying things to the president. That would be ridiculous. Like just out of respect for my parents and stuff, they were pretty strict or whatever. But I don't see. These kids are really out of control these days. Like, no one teaches them proper etiquette, especially when you're like in the White House. And also, like, why is he bringing his kid to the White House to work and stuff? It's like ridiculous. He's a billionaire. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, like, oh, bring your kid to work, but that's not practical. I mean, it's just really not. They can, I mean, maybe like one day every couple of weeks or something. One day a month, just to show them what's going on or something. So I don't know. That's my thoughts on that. Banks close 100 branches, and it's over a 3-week span. There's a closure. They're calling it a bloodbath of 2025, and these major U.S. banks at more than 100 locations in just 3 weeks have closed, and they've filed notice to shut down 107 locations between January 12th and February 6th. They filed these notices, and the bank Wells Fargo, PNC were among financial institutions notifying the office of the OCC. It's the office that it's slipping my mind. It handles all the currency, and these U.S. bank-led closures are with 31 locations, while Wells Fargo followed with 26 closures. Fulton Bank filed 15 closures. They're just shutting down random branches. They can't afford to keep the money in them anymore. It makes you wonder, like, what's going on? Seems like a big financial storm is coming. Obviously, a lot of this can line up with events that are expected globally. Looking at like the Deagle report and projections out of people in the know that have come forth and talked about things. We see how the pole is shifting at an extraordinary rate right now, the magnetic pole. Stuff like this is just obvious signs that things are happening. And the way the planet is acting, all of this stuff plays into it. And which, by the way, brings up, what kind of boat would you want in the end of the world? I mean, if it was like, I guess if it was like total Armageddon, and then the poles started shifting and water started sloshing around, it started raining for the 40 days and 40 nights. a massive Noah's Ark style event, what would you want to be able to survive leading up to that, preparing for it? You know, how would you get your food? What would be your plan? Would you want a boat? Would you want various boats? Would you want, like maybe you would want like a motorboat at first, or like a Zodiac raft would be a great choice with a nice outboard motor. Of course, once you run out of gas, that's it. But Zodiac rafts, they float on the surface. They really can't be sunk unless they run out of air. So something like that. But also, would you want like a big cruise ship or a freighter? How about a military ship? What about like an aircraft carrier? Is anything like that safe during Noah's Ark level biblical proportion flooding? I mean, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever thought about this, but it's like, I don't know if you guys remember that weird guy, Lieutenant Dang. He weathered out the Florida storm, and then they found out he was like a weirdo, and he lost his streaming deal. He got $1 million deal and lost it because he said the N-word. He was talking about Noah living in a boat and how he lived in a boat and was going to weather out that hurricane, and he weathered it out. But would it be ideal? I mean, obviously, supposedly, according to biblical text, Noah weathered the storm in his ark, right? So, or would you want to be in an underground base? And can these bases be flooded, or are they built in a way that they can't be? You know, being underground in some ways would be good, but it'd also be scary. Like, can water work its way down into tunnels that they've built in these bases and all this stuff? And who really runs these military bases? They said they recently found all these government records in some cave, and all this is going on. Absolutely crazy. I'm going to play a couple of video clips now. This first clip is of Elon Musk. And he's basically sitting there. His kid was there, and he was just talking about this Doge and the government. Basically, I believe in this clip. I'm going to pull this up.
If there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy, we live in a bureaucracy. So it's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the president, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large, unelected bureaucracy. This is not to say that there aren't some good, there are good people who are in the federal bureaucracy, but
there's not.
But you can't have an autonomous federal bureaucracy. You have to have one that is responsive to the people.
The weird thing is, it looks like he's wearing this weird digital mask, like they got some random guy in the White House pretending to be Elon Musk, and it's digitized. It's so bizarre. And this is a clip right off the television. If you zoom in at his neckline, it is very weird. That's on my Twitter feed. Let's listen to the White House press secretary, because the mainstream media has been going around saying that President Trump is causing a, quote, constitutional crisis. So she's going to address this.
Against this administration in the past 14 like days, lady. Often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump. Quick news flash to these liberal judges who are supporting their obstructionist efforts. 77 million Americans voted to elect this president. And each injunction is an abuse of the rule of law and an attempt to thwart the will of the people. As the president clearly stated in the Oval Office yesterday, we will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Now, I'm going to play another clip. Let's see what else she's saying right here. Pam Bondi.
This is a new DOJ.
Is that her name?
And we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens.
That's right. They did, and they're going to pay for it. I guess she's going to come after them. They're going to send the DOJ. I don't know if that lady's name is Pam. I've never caught her name in any of these clips. I guess I should know that. This lady got her whole mind popped when she found out that all this corruption was going on. I find it weird that Americans didn't know this was all going on. I mean, I've known since I was a kid that this type of shit was going on. I mean, I guess they've now confirmed it, so it's a little different. But I mean, everyone always knew this corruption was going on. But let's see what she says, because she's tying 9/11 into it.
Okay, I'm going to try not to curse in this one. So I'm sitting here watching the Joe Rogan interview with Mike Benz, and I'm literally shaking. I'm so pissed off. I'm so angry. And I'm left with so many more questions than I had to begin with. How long has this been going on for?
A long time.
Has it been going on since before my parents were
yes.
born?
Like, yes.
Since 1913. Treason.
Yes.
The things that USAID has been doing is treason. How can you describe the things that USAID has been doing as anything less than treason? Like, the questions that I have now are, how much of it was real? How much of what we've been told by the mainstream news, who were being funded by USAID, how much of that was real? Did 9/11 get funded by USAID? I know that that sounds conspiratorial and weird, but like with everything that they're showing, it's really not. Like, did they fund the terrorists that took over the planes?
Yeah, probably.
Like, the more that I learn, the more angry that I get. I hate being fucking emotional on here. I'm sorry. I don't mean to swear. I'm trying not to. I wasn't born and raised in the United States of America.
Oh, so you're an illegal?
The idea of what I thought the United States of America was is it's not real. It's not real.
Not one thing. I remember Jordan Maxwell in my film Shade in 2013 saying that the world does not work the way you think it does. I mean, he said, like, it literally nothing works the way you think it does. Not the police department, nothing. And he was explaining all this stuff. And at the time I was, you know, I knew what he was saying, and I'm like, yeah, the world doesn't work like anyone thinks it does. But I mean, it's far worse than anyone can imagine. Like, it really doesn't work like people think it does. And a lot of this stuff is scripted. It almost, you know, it's set up, it's scripted, there's theft, there's everything in the media is just lies, virtually. Let's see what else she said.
These people have perverted our country and our goodwill.
And they need to be hung.
They
for
have
treason.
Extorted the American people in the name of
You know, it's our duty, per the U.S. Constitution to protect the government from basically being overrun and over. I mean, if there's tyrannical elements of the government, it's up to the people to basically get them out or overthrow. So that's always been there. And then there's the whole IRS thing. The Trump approved DOGE to go into the IRS now. Oh, this is going to get crazy.
Humanitarian aid. And essentially funded both sides of every conflict. This is overwhelming. I can't even grasp my thoughts. My mind is racing. It makes me think about all of the times that I've read and heard people say that the United...
You know, like, I understand how she feels and everything, and especially maybe, you know, she was living in the Matrix or whatever, but, God, it's so weird to see Americans, like, how programmed they, a lot of them were. I mean, this lady's literally having basically like a breakdown. She's like, I can't think over this. I mean, dang, I'm surprised. Like, when DOGE came out and they said they found all this stuff, I'm like, really? Because there's a lot more. They better keep finding it. Like, you know, I wasn't like really surprised at any of that. And I'm thinking like, well, where's a lot more? So we'll see, you know, if they keep going through it. But I find it almost sad that people really aren't ready for the world or aware of it in a lot of circumstances. And nobody's perfect, obviously. And there's different circumstances for everyone. But wow. The difference between, like, I would say, like, you know, the early 1900s and people now. They have a real naive attitude, more like a quitter attitude as well. People were more, seemed more resilient back then on the big scheme of things. But let's see. We'll just keep playing it. We got Kevin Morin on the line with us.
Is that true?
What's up, dude?
Is my birth certificate and my social security.
How you doing? Man, there's some wild stuff with this DOGE and like how far is this gonna go? You know, like there's people talking about they want to see beheadings of government officials over this.
Think about they said they're gonna quit making a penny.
Yeah, there's in.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Inflation's so bad, you're just going to have to spend a dollar's the new penny. Or a nickel.
Let's talk about the airplanes that keep crashing. Man,
it feels like Armageddon all over again. Or like, you know what I was thinking? That movie about it's almost like it's about Planet X, but they never really say. It's called Melancholia or something like that, and the gravity and the atmosphere starts changing and like people start kind of floating, and there's, you know, energy coming through the sky, like through the ley lines and stuff, as this planet gets closer in the movie. And then finally it like smacks into the Earth. But like, what could be causing all of these planes to dive down? A lot of them are just diving down in like dive bomb maneuvers. I've never seen that really before. I mean, they told us the airplane at Shanksville did that on 9/11, but they never found one piece of plane debris. So that was a lie. There was no plane on that one.
Yeah, that supposedly, allegedly, was somebody that drove it into the ground. I don't think these other planes, the pilots driving them into the ground, but they're falling straight out of the sky.
That's so weird. It's like that other movie too. What was it that Obama made movie?
Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, that, because all the, that ship kept going. And, you know, that's kind of the theme for the show too. Like, you know, what would you do in like a Noah's Ark scenario? But then I found out Elon Musk is planning to build a moon base, and he's got his starships kind of set up. They've drawn all this out. They know how they're going to do things. They know how it's going to operate. They know how they're going to get high speed communication to the moon. And in a way, that's like its own ship. That's like a Noah Ark. You know, would you want a spaceship, a rocket ship, a space, you know, a Zodiac raft, a big commercial freight liner? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how people are going to treat these end times as this weather and stuff ramps up when this planet starts getting closer and closer.
Yeah, that Black Hawk crashing into the airliner, that story went away real quick, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you remember when the GPS systems, which are controlled by the U.S. military worldwide, I don't know if a lot of people heard about that, but basically the GPS system worldwide is controlled by, I believe, the U.S. Northcom. And, you know, they had to go in and change this because, like, the pole is drifting because, obviously, there's a celestial perturber. A lot of people are seeing that planet pop up on a lot of those FAA cameras, too, lately. Looks like a big, round wormwood. Like a cratered out brown dwarf or something.
Did you have that on your Twitter?
Yeah, I think I did repost that.
Crazy, because what it was that guy kept, for probably the last, I don't know, 9-10 months, posting that video from, where is it, Alaska? Is that a camera or Antarctica?
Yeah, Alaska.
That you can see whatever is in the sky, and everybody's like, oh, those are all still shots. Show me a video. So in the last 24 hours, they've been posting the video where you can see it coming. It's crazy. Because that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
even
yeah,
if it's fake, it should take off, and you can see how many videos that tweet's got. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, as all this is going on, Canada's getting scared that they have no defense, and they're basically going to end up probably, I could see them taking Trump's deal and becoming one of the United States, and then Trudeau will become a governor of Canada. Let's listen to Trump real quick talking about it.
How are you going with Canada? There was obviously a delay in implementing those tariffs.
I spoke to Governor Trudeau on numerous occasions, and we'll see what happens. But it just sets up so good for them. Look, the people would pay much less tax than they're paying right now. They'd have perfect military protection. They don't have any military protection because and you take a look at what's going on out there. You have Russian ships, you have China ships, you have Chinese ships, you have a lot of ships out there, and you know, people are in danger. This is a different world today. It's a different world. They need our protection. Yes.
Wow. So he's basically going to force them into this shit. The way he's talking, that's funny.
Well, Well, they swore in RFK today, too.
Yeah.
But speaking of RFK, what was it?
A lot of people weren't happy about that. Let's go to the swearing-in ceremony.
Opportunity, and I want to introduce my family and thank them for being here. My wife, Cheryl, my cousin, Anthony Shriver, my daughter, Kik, my other daughter, Kira, Carolina.
He's congratulating everyone there at his swearing-in victory speech or whatever. But yeah, 13 Canadian premiers just left the White House, and they were basically begging Donald Trump to drop those tariffs, but he's holding firm, and he's basically saying he thinks Canada is going to be a very serious contender to be the 51st state. If that's true, that's wild. What do you think about that, Governor Trudeau? That would be like having a Gavin Newsom or something. How ridiculous.
How about, what was it, 30 hours ago, some of the JFK files tells you that there was two shooters. I mean, yeah. Why is RFK talking about that? I know he's all excited about being the health guy, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's been a viral meme going around where it shows the bad guy from The Walking Dead carrying his bat down the street and walking. And it says RFK going into the food office tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to go in there and tell everybody to stop making bad food because I'm here.
That was a pretty good series, The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
When it first came out. Yeah, I got some more clips I can pull up. Because the Doge department entered the IRS building. This lady's talking about it.
The IRS building. Yesterday, Trump had signed off on Doge being able to enter the IRS building to start its own audit. Something we've all been waiting for because April is looming and none of us want to have to pay taxes this year. Today, an exclusive top Elon Musk aide had arrived at the IRS building to scrutinize their operation. Now, back earlier in January, Trump had proposed closing down the IRS and replacing it with the new External Revenue Office. Fingers crossed that that's going to be the start of that. And he had a special press conference today in the Oval Office where he was discussing retaliatory tariffs.
Mr. President, you've won the White House.
So, yeah, it's all coming to a head. Strange. And he calls Trudeau governor. So he's already basically like getting this out there that, you know, that's what he's anticipating. What do you think of Elon Musk wearing that mask, Kevin? You still there? I think we lost him. Yeah, there. If y'all go to my Twitter feed, you can see that Elon Musk wearing that mask. It's so weird. It really looks like some type of digital thing. I mean, if they're scamming... What if this whole administration, what if they've already offed Trump or something and they're running mass characters now because Trump was going to go in and expose the deep state or something?
Aliens and lizards.
Yeah, what if they're lizards? I mean, something weird is going on. It's so weird that all these masks started surfacing like 4 or 5 years ago. And... I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, we've seen hundreds of videos of people wearing masks, and it really is bizarre. I want to know, are they lizards? Like, what do you think's going on, Kev?
Check this out, dude. Let's break down all the earthquakes at Area 51.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, I mean, could it be an underground war? Are they expanding? Like, why are the earthquakes right at Area 51?
They keep saying something that they're testing, but we don't know what's going on underground.
No, yeah. I mean, that's for sure. I don't know if you remember all those reports of, like, the white hats are going to go in and, you know what I'm saying? And they're warring with the deep state underground and all this. And then, but then there's explosions or not explosions, but rumblings at Area 51. That's a trip.
Check it out. There's a lot of symbolism. I'm glad you brought up the white hat. Like Beyonce wearing the all white for her Grammy for country music. And if you just look back, like Melania Trump wore the white hat. There's a bunch of white hat shit going on. I don't know if they're trying to get all the cute people fucking up riled, but look how many people are wearing white and white hats.
Well, a lot of people were mad that Beyonce always gets the win for those awards and everything. Like Jay-Z pays off whoever or the record industry.
Well, if you think about it, I bet nobody here can tell me one song off that album right now in the chat. Does anybody know one song from this Grammy-winning album? And then the... Like, Kendrick Lamar won 5 Grammys for a diss track on Drake. This seems like, you know what I'm saying? It
yeah.
just seems like it's, it is rigged, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of stuff is. That whole Super Bowl looked rigged. There was, like, Jake the Asshole was talking about it. There were so many plays that they were making. Did you see all that stuff going on? Like, it's like, man, you couldn't have played any worse. But at the same time, there was a lady in the stands doing a voodoo doll on him and all that.
Oh, I've seen that. And what's funny is I was telling everybody it's weird that Kansas City could make it to the Super Bowl, but once they got there, they couldn't figure out how to play football. I mean, That was pathetic. It was almost like, okay, people always talk about humiliation.
I mean, the stress could get to them and pressure them and be like a thing, but that would be weird. They're professional football players.
The Eagles, the entire defense, they never blitzed him once.
It was all going good until Taylor Swift got booed, and once she got booed, that dude couldn't handle it, and then the whole mindset switch of the entire team. Wouldn't that be crazy? I'm gonna see if we can pull up Rusty as well. Rusty, you there too? Hey, Rusty, you there? Try to call back, guys. I don't know why it... I don't know why it does that. That's weird. It's like when two people call, it ends up like hanging up on them. It's so strange. I got sidetracked now. This technology net with Skype. It's like the first version of Skype back 2000 whatever was way better. You know, what's up, Rusty? You there?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I don't know. It hung up on Kevin and you at the same time. It was weird.
That's insane.
Yeah. What have you been up to? What do you think about all this Doge stuff going on and shit? More of the same
clusterfuck, the bean counters, bureaucrats.
I wonder how they get a hold of the accounting of the U.S. and how they even check that shit.
How come the U.S. Marine Corps came out perfect on their numbers?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I want to know who they stole from the Air Force and threatened. Like, I'm going to punch you in the face if you don't do math. Because I could kind of use their cell phone number, you know, because I'm not that good at math either.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I trust it all, but I guess, I mean, if they're already releasing some stuff, I think probably something to come out of it, maybe, but who knows how deep they'll go with it. I think they should gut the whole government, basically, and just start over, man. That thing is overrun. They should just get every last person out of there. They should literally just wipe them all out, fire.
I agree with that, except they can't really do that. That's why we could never really leave Iraq when we invaded and won. Well, we can't leave a destabilized country alone because we don't have a dictator to put in its place.
They fire everyone. They don't have one guy running anything. And it would still feel the same. I mean, you go to the post, you can go into a post office and stand in line for like an hour. I mean, what would be the difference, person or not?
Well, as long as we're not being invaded, I would say hypothetically, just hypothetically, that all the states would revert back to their own, you know, governing themselves. Like, we wouldn't even really miss the fact that we don't have any presidential. Okay, well, we're just going to go back to the old belt. We'll break out that rule book, Jimmy. Well, it says we should do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And all the states would just govern themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know,
how effective that would work, I don't think that would work very well.
Well, like, what about with the education system, the states, you know, going back to the states for it? Getting rid of, like, the Department of Education and stuff like that?
No.
That's because that's what Trump wants to do right now. He's saying Taiwan took our chip business away. We had Intel, had these great companies that did well. It was taken from us, and we want that business back. If they don't bring it back, we're not going to be very happy.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I think the internet's cutting in and out.
I think they're coming after me.
Oh, shit. Do you see any drones up above? Those car size ones?
I said too much.
Uh-oh.
You there?
Yeah.
Shit.
Maybe try to call back. That's weird. I don't know why it keeps doing that. Let's see what this guy's saying, because I had this on my feed.
Am I the only one that's noticed that something really is missing from all the outrage that we're seeing from the radical left, the Democrats, the propagandists, and the media about Elon Musk and Doge? And what's missing is incredibly eye-opening. I mean, they are going to absolute extremes to try to stop anybody from talking about and exposing what's been happening in terms of fraud and abuse in the federal government, to the extent of even doxing and threatening the people who are working on the Doge team. And now you actually have acting congressmen sitting on the Democrat Party side who are using language like this.
I want to hear why, but do you think that calling Elon Musk a dick is effective messaging for confronting what is a potentially irreversible transformation of the U.S. government?
Well, he is a dick.
That's a sitting member of Congress, but that's just one example. Did you hear what Ayanna Pressley said? She's so worried about what people are talking about in terms of waste and abuse that she said this.
I'll speak on behalf of my colleagues. I think I can say we are all willing to work with anyone who's serious about doing work of censoring the American people and advancing progress.
So they're willing to dox members of Doge. They're calling Elon Musk names.
They want the American people to be censored.
This is terrible. They are willing to work with anybody who wants to censor the American people. But the one thing that's missing from this is none of them are denying it. None of them are denying the fact that trillions of dollars are potentially missing.
Well, Maxine Waters was saying she's guilty, basically, because she's wondering what people have on her now. And she was going around, you know, Maxine Waters was going around saying like, well, we don't know what they have on us type thing. And you could just see like the fear in her face, right? Like she was, I'm trying to pull this up. I'm doing like five things at once. Sorry, guys. Maxine Waters, where did I put this clip? Because if I could find it, she's saying that we don't know what they have on us. We don't know what the Republicans have on us. She's telling the Democrats like they're going through everything right now. I can't find the clip. Wow. It's like it disappeared. That's weird. Maybe y'all can search it if you really want to see it. Maxine Waters talking about what they have on her, like saying like we can't have Doge going through all this. You know, they're getting these judges to try and stop all this stuff that Trump is implementing, and they're going around basically trying to thwart anything Trump does, almost making him powerless, but he's finding ways around and stuff. It almost seems like some type of real battle, but of course they could be scripting this. I mean, it could all be almost like a WWE presentation like we've always thought. I mean, there is video right here of Elon Musk in the Oval Office, and it literally looks like he's wearing a digital mask. It is so bizarre. I mean, I find it hard to believe that like network cameras would be doing any kind of artifacting like on the video itself. I would like to see this from different camera angles, but I don't know if each network had a camera or if that's right off of one camera that they have in the Oval Office. It would be something to analyze, because we got to find out, you know, is there lizards under these masks, or is there other people like the CIA? Did they already potentially off Trump and put in imposters? I mean, we know the Biden wasn't the real Biden. So think about that. Just think about that. I wonder what is going on. I don't know. Hey, we got Kevin Mooring with us again. What's up? My internet was going out or something. That was weird.
Everything getting shut down and shit. But Linda McMahon getting ready to become Secretary of Education.
Now, this is the WWE lady, right?
That's Vince McMahon's wife.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, they could be scripting. Like, I always had a weird feeling in the back of my mind that the WWE handles scripting of politics. What if they did? That'd be crazy. That'd be like a crazy movie someone could make.
They write good storylines to keep you entertained.
Yeah. Yep. I wish I could find this. Let me try to pull up this Maxine Waters.
There's still flooding going on around the world.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Let's listen to Maxine Waters, because she's saying we don't know what they have on all of us.
Elon Musk and Trump, and we don't know what all they have on us. We don't know what all they have on us.
People of Ooh, she's scared. Huh. That's crazy, huh? So I guess they're, you know, if that's accurate, my internet's going out, guys. I don't know if it's cutting out for you guys or what. It's saying there's not enough bandwidth. I guess I'll get off here in case it's cutting out. I don't want to make the stream annoying, but I'll be back on in the morning, and we'll get into more of this. And, you know, just anything that's in the news, because it's starting to get interesting quick. All of a sudden, there's a lot of really fascinating news that's popping up by the hour, basically, virtually now. And, you know, new information coming in. The Doge Department's posting on X and all this stuff. So I'll get back into it in the morning and we'll see what else is going on in the morning and talk about it. Guys, I'm going to get out of here for today. You all have a good night. Thanks so much, everyone. Love you guys. Thanks for the support, Pam. Thank you. Shout out to Pam and all of our great listeners. Thanks so much. Big shout out to all the mods. You guys do a great job. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.